Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. If you are new, my name is Pyro and I talk about things going on in my life, from my goals to my hang-ups to anything happening around me, usually with a lesson or two that I've learned, tips and tricks that can help you along, and a lot of laughs in each episode. If this sounds like something you would enjoy listening to, feel free to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss an episode. And to see what I'm up to, you can check out my Instagram linked below. On to the episode. So a friend of mine was supposed to be getting married the beginning of October. The wedding has subsequently been moved to February next year. And that was basically the inspiration of this episode. I had meant to record something about the entire event, but it didn't happen. So here we are. What I did want to do is basically split this up into this being part one and next year's episode being part two of weddings. But I thought, let me play devil's advocate for once. I mean, why not? So next year's episode is going to be all lovey-dovey and happy, and this one is going to be the devil's advocate of relationships and marriages. If you want to stick around, please do. If not, I won't hold it against you. Like I said, I wanted to play devil's advocate with this one because I know it's going to be a very lovey-dovey episode next year, considering the wedding is after Valentine's Day and that's, you know, the month of love, all that kind of thing. I definitely wanted to do a bit of the negative before the positive, the bad before the good kind of thing. I read a lot of articles for this episode. A lot of them were on reasons not to get married, and some of them are actually quite valid. So first and foremost, I am a hopeless romantic. I love love. That is just who I am as a being. Secondly, I believe basically that your love is your choice, as long as it's consensual, like no animals or children or people who aren't able to consent for whatever reason, you do you. That said, once the legal aspects are taken care of, I really think that once all that obvious technical and legal aspects are, you know, a foot away, let's go on to love. Like, weddings are a great way to celebrate that. However, there are people that shouldn't get married, especially when the reasons or certain red flags are raised that kind of say, whoa, don't get married. So let's explore some of them. So basically there are two categories. Some are regarding people who don't want to commit, and the second part is people who shouldn't commit. So for people who avoid marriage or commitment, their reasons are they've had previous bad experiences. This could be due to a failed relationship in their past, i.e. themselves, or one that they've witnessed, like their parents, their aunts and uncles, other family members. That can leave a bad experience with them, and therefore, in order to not repeat the mistake, they just like, nope, I'm just gonna avoid it, end of story. Which I think is a valid reason, but to each their own. Some people have a trauma surrounding commitment. Once again, I've mentioned this in just the previous episode. Counseling, therapy, introspection. Yes, it's not that easy, but you can work on it even if you choose to never commit. At least know why. There are some people who avoid commitment because they believe they don't need marriage or a legal system dictating their marital status or how they choose to commit to one another, which legally is not applicable, because there is a term in law where if you live with someone who is your romantic partner, you are actually able to claim certain things when you break up because of something called common law marriage, which by definition is you are not married or have had legal or religious ceremonies but cohabit for a long period of time, thereby being seen as married by the law. Like, there's literally a legal term that if you do not legally get married, you are seen as legally married in the eyes of the law, which makes a weirdly vicious circle. There's also people who have fears of committing because they are scared of making a mistake, which is a whole other therapy lesson. Because some people are so scared to commit because they are afraid of making a mistake and marrying the wrong person, that they actually overthink it and end up trying to not marry. and falling back into the previous ones that I've mentioned, that they can argue they don't want to get married because it might be a mistake, they don't want to commit to someone because they don't need that piece of paper, and any other thing that they want to argue with, which does make sense, but to each their own, which I feel is like the theme of this episode. But also, they don't want the consequences of a possible failed marriage. For example, people seen as single don't have the stigma as someone who's seen as divorced. A lot of times there's a divide in the family, so people feel they have to choose, people feel they have to take sides, and a lot of the time that ends up impacting them in a lot of ways. So to avoid the potential failure and fallout of that, they just choose not to do that. And then the last reason I found, which I find hilarious, is that they enjoy living the life of being a single person. Really? I say that a lot, but really? For me, I know it's a temporary thing and I'm enjoying it because I know one day it's not gonna be. For them, it's just like, no, I'm living the single life. And then they're 92 and they're dying and they're like, no, I'm living the single life. Like, really? Really, really? To each their own. Those are the reasons that people choose to not commit. Next up are cases where people should not commit. Because these are basically red flags. These are things that you should definitely reconsider your relationship if these are one of the things going through your head. So let's jump in. Thinking marriage will solve your problems. Biggest red flag. If you think sticking a marriage on top of your relationship is gonna fix your problems, you need to take a first aid course. Because that is not how this works. That is the equivalent of sticking a band-aid on a bullet hole. You're not helping. That is not gonna fix anything. No. The next reason is some people want to get married because they are afraid of being alone. Look, if you can't be with yourself, how do you expect someone else to be with you and be with you forever? Like, work on yourself. Be a better being. I say it every single episode. No, that is a red flag. Do not. If you are scared of being alone, do not marry someone and trick them into being with you. That is not how life works. On a similar note to the reasons given in the previous one, a lot of commitment phobes, if I can call them that, don't want to prove anything. They just like, we don't want to get married because we don't need a piece of paper to prove our love, kind of a thing. But a lot of people say, no, we are getting married to prove to everyone else that we are in love. If you need to prove something to someone else, A, are they really people you want in your life? But B, should you really be together if you need to prove to people that you are together, you are committed, you are in your relationship? Just maybe something to consider. Because that to me seems like a red flag. The last reason on my list is very similar to me in its insanity as the previous section. And it's, some people want to get married because it's practical. I understand being single and having disposable income and not having to pay for things that you don't need to, don't want to, don't like to. I understand that. Is this truly a reason? Like, look, just why? I think this is truly a reason you should not get married. Because why would you want to tie yourself to someone else because it's practical? No, don't. Just don't make yourself something practical for another human being. You should be a choice that someone would go back to every time, not the most convenient option. That is just it. Like, I'm not gonna rant about this now because, no, I can keep going. But I'm trying to keep these short. But just, this one hits on a whole other level. Like, I'm no one's second choice. You need to be the number one. And if you aren't, thank you, next. So being convenient or practical, red flag. Very big red flag. Now, last but not least, we do live in a social media time. And a lot of people feel the need to keep up with the virtual Joneses, which can lead to people getting married for various reasons. These include and are not limited to wanting to be, quote, normal. Honestly, what is normal? especially because we are fed very heteronormative timelines of get married, have kids, raise them, wait for your grandchildren, you know, rinse and repeat. And honestly, why follow someone else's timeline? I mean, our parents got married barely at 20, 21, had kids by 25, and at least two or three, and then paid their rent with a bag of rice. That is not how things work today. That is not how it goes. So, another reason people want to get married is because, very similar to previous points, they feel they need to get married so they aren't alone, which is stupid. Especially since the newer generation are doing things like solo trips, living just as a couple with no kids, all sorts of things like that. Some people choose to actually get married and not have children, but rather have pets because kids are expensive, kids are hard to raise, and life is expensive enough. They don't want that, and they also don't want to potentially mess up a child, which is completely understandable. So they choose to maybe wait a bit longer, get married a bit later, and not have kids, or maybe just have one or two, which honestly, not unheard of in this day and age by comparison to our parents who got married and had like six kids. It's insane. Another pressure that can actually come from the outside is social pressures from religious groups or beliefs, especially when it comes to family with strong religious beliefs. They could be like, oh, when are you getting a boyfriend or girlfriend when you're younger? And then, oh, when you're older, like, who's your serious partner? And then when you're even older, they just like, when you're getting married, when you're getting married, when you're getting married. And then when you're married, it's like, when am I getting grandchildren? No. Relax. And last but not least, the one reason that shocked and horrified me was that instead of marrying for love, people marry their partner because their partner's good looking and they got money, or at least a good job. And I was just like, you know that record scratch? I was like, hold up. What? Have we not progressed as a society far enough to put your status of your job or your physical appearance above being a good person? Like, have we not moved on enough from the physical to actually go a bit deeper and not be bamboozled by the all that glitters mindset? Like, I understand the ancient biological hindbrain that's clawing its way out to find the most physically fit and bountiful provider. But really? In today's work from home, don't care dad bod vibes? Really? No, I'm over it. Once again, not gonna rant. I will save that for another day, but really? No. This episode was all about playing devil's advocate, and I think I put all the points there that I could. I tried not to ramble, so hopefully we got there. A lot of people avoid marriage. A lot of people don't want to. As I said, theme of the episode, to each their own. As long as it's a valid reason, I would say fine. But that's just me. I'm very judgy. We all know this. But one thing is, keep an open mind, but also be open to change. As in, like me, if you're open to marriage now, you might actually say, nope, you know what? I thought about it. I changed my mind. It's a no-go. Or the opposite might be true. You might be someone who's absolutely against marriage, and then you meet someone who is the one for you, and boom, you're like, nope, marriage all the way. That is your choice. You do you. That said, the song of the week is a classic song played at every wedding when the bride throws the bouquet. And it is Single Ladies by Beyoncé, because, of course, that is it. If you enjoyed this episode, leave a comment. You can also let me know your thoughts on marriage down below. You can check out my Instagram, which I will leave a link to. And as per usual, keep being a better being. Love you. Bye.